Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today. I'm Navi Ball and today my guest is Dr. Alan Katz. Dr. Katz is a professor in the departments of Community Health Sciences and Family Medicine at the University of Manitoba, as well as the director of the Manitoba Center for Health Policy. He will be talking about the recent report that was released in partnership with the First Nations Health and Social Secretariat of Manitoba about the widening health gap for First Nations people. Thank you for joining me today. So, Alan, could you give a bit of background about the report before we get into the findings?
The report was in a partnership between the Manitoba Center for Health Policy and the First Nations Health and Social Secretariat of Manitoba. It's the first time that we've done a report in this way as partners. The report was actually requisitioned by the government of Manitoba, who requests reports like this from the center, and we partnered with First Nations Health and Social Secretariat.
Now, what were some of the major findings in the report?
So firstly, the most important finding is that the gap between the health of all other Manitobans and First Nations is growing larger. So in 2002, there was a similar report done which looked at the health of First Nations. And when we compared the findings from this report, which looks at 2015-16, to the report that was published in 2002, it shows that the gap in health status has increased. In other words, non-First Nations, all other Manitobans, their health has improved more than the health of First Nations.
And what are some of the reasons as to why the gap is widening so much?
So if I look at the health of a population, there are two factors which are critical. The one is health services, in other words, access to care by primary care and other health providers. And the other one is the underlying social context of that care. Because of the underlying social context of First Nations with colonialism and racism and poor socioeconomic circumstances, housing, etc., we need to provide extra services to create an equitable. So because their health is worse based on those underlying factors, they need extra health service. And it appears as if culturally appropriate services have not been provided to First Nations to address that concern. If we look at some of our findings, in particular, for instance, with regard to access to primary care, that's a family physician or nurse practitioner, our results show that First Nations have to travel further to access that care, which is a problem. They also don't have access to seeing the same provider repeatedly. There's strong evidence from other research that shows that if you are able to see the same person on an ongoing basis over time, then the health outcomes are better. Within this particular study, we showed that that was not the case with First Nations. They just didn't have an opportunity to see the same providers over and over.
Mm-hmm. And was there any sort of findings in the report that pertain specifically to Northern Manitoba?
There was. The services in Northern Manitoba generally are less available than in the rest of the province. We have a problem with this report in that regard, though, in that it doesn't, unfortunately, capture all of the services. So in Northern Manitoba, a lot of unreserved primary care is provided through nursing stations. And unfortunately, our data that we use for this kind of study does not include interactions between patients and providers on nursing stations. So we do have some gaps. So some of the time when we see that there's less services provided in Northern Manitoba, it probably is not because those services weren't necessarily provided, but because we have a problem capturing them.
And based on the findings of the report, has any level of government done anything to address this issue, either provincially or federally?
I have presented the study at Manitoba Health. I've presented it to the Health Leadership Group. And each time that I've presented it together with my partners from FNISM, recipients have expressed strong interest in the study and the desire to work with us to address the problems, but it's too early to expect changes. I will say, though, that in addition to the provincial government, your question with regard to the federal government is an important one because on-reserve services are often provided by the federal government, and that's one of the problems that he has suggested is that there's not a lot of coordination between the provincial and federal governments in terms of how these services are provided and what is provided.
And based on the results of the report, what sort of advice or recommendations would you offer?
So we are recommending that more First Nations people be trained as providers, both in nursing and physicians, that other physicians working in First Nations communities get more training on what is culturally appropriate care for First Nations. We are recommending that future services be designed and implemented in partnership with First Nations, that they have a say in what care is provided to them, and it's culturally appropriate and things that they believe will be helpful to their community. And we've also recommended that their annual reports about the response to these findings.
Now, there's a lot of talk about reconciliation between the government and First Nations communities. What does this report say in regards to those efforts?
Well, I think the report suggests that we have failed in terms of trying to provide reconciliation activities that would address the inequities, both at the provincial, federal, and at the population level. It's not, I think reconciliation is not just a task for government, it's a task for all of society. We're still seeing racism within the healthcare system. When people from northern Manitoba come down to Winnipeg for services in the larger hospitals, they commonly experience racism. So there's a lot of work that still needs to be done in that regard.
Now, the timing of the report is interesting, seeing as how we just wrapped up the provincial election and are now in the midst of the federal one. Should voters take the findings of the report into account during this election?
Yeah, so the timing, it's coincidental. We did not time it to either come immediately after the provincial election or before the federal one. It's a non-political process that we follow. We set the date to release the findings as soon as we could after finishing the work, and that was done some time ago that we set this date. It truly does highlight some questions that people can be asking their candidates in the coming federal election as to how they're going to be dealing with this, because particularly on First Nations communities, there's a huge gap in what should be provided by the federal government and is currently not being provided.
And was there anything else about the report you wanted to talk about?
No, I think the other point to make is that this is the first time that we've been able to do a report of this nature come in partnership with First Nations, and that the population that we've studied is about the registered status First Nations. It doesn't include non-registered First Nations. It doesn't include other Indigenous populations, which are gaps that need to be addressed in other reports.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about this insightful report with me today.
Thanks for asking.
All right. That was Dr. Alan Katz, the director of the Manitoba Center for Health Policy, and is also a professor at the University of Manitoba. He talked about the recently released report about the widening health gap for Manitoba First Nations people. For this edition of Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.